It's time to buckle up and get ready for a different kind of sports show. It's the JT and BT Express here on Fox Sports New Jersey.
Live from the Coffee Sports Collectibles Studios at Fox Sports Radio in beautiful downtown Somerset, New Jersey. It's time for the JT and the BT Express Show, All Things Sports. Starring former New York Giants legend Billy Taylor and me, legend in my own mind, Jim Totten. Oh, nice. Nice. Our program director, Jack, is behind the glass over there. Making me look like a schlump. And also featuring our wonderful sponsor, Mr. U Coffee of Coffee Sports Collectibles. IU, and more on the company in a little bit. But anyway, welcome to our show here on Fox Sports New Jersey, folks. We are thrilled to be here every Sunday at 11 a.m. East. And as mentioned in the show's title, we are here to cover all things in sports. The players, the games, plus the business side and behind the scenes of all sports. All you need to know, whatever is happening and topical is what our show is about. We can dance the dance, walk the walk, talk the talk. And if we don't know, what the hell, we'll find out for you. Give us an hour and get your sports day and week started, and we'll be good to go. And we want some audience participation today, since our guest canceled on us. So if you guys want to call on the studio hotline, it's 732-545-9282. 732-545-9282. And we have a huge busy show. So welcome, guys. U Coffee, Billy Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning to everybody.
Okay, Billy.
Okay, how we all doing out there? Very cold here in New Jersey this morning. Like the pumpkin, the frost has hit the pumpkin, I guess, whatever.
It wasn't that bad, Jim.
But it's football. Hey, I put on sweats today for the first time. The first time I got out of the shorts. But it's great, though, because it's now officially football weather.
Yeah, 100% football weather now.
Right?
Fall weather.
Right. We kind of love that, you know, with the baseball and all that stuff over. And so we decided our show today, we're going to get to various things. But I think we're at the halfway point of the NFL season, roughly week 9 or 10, right? Week 9. So, yeah. We're going to take a chance and kind of go through divisions and teams. And, as we put in our promo, who's hot, who's not, and why. So we're going to spend a few minutes on that in a minute. But Billy, it's been a crazy NFL season. And, you know, we'll go over individual teams in a moment. But a lot going on, including we have a game in Munich right now, Billy.
Yeah, the Giants are losing 10-0. They the thing about it, going into the game, Jim, they were telling me that if the Giants lose to the worst team in football,
yeah, really,
they're going to be heads to roll.
Ooh.
And they're losing 10-0 right now, and I don't know. This is a bad omen. But the Giants very rarely, I mean, they've done it recently, but haven't done it a lot, got rid of a coach in midseason.
Yeah. You know, that's funny. You, Coffee, on your Sports Collectibles website today, what was the stat that I didn't know that, but about Carolina and the Giants? What were their rankings?
32nd in the league. The Giants were the worst offense, 32nd in offense, and the Panthers are 32nd in defense.
There's a nice national game, Billy, for the NFL this morning. You know, proudly showing off Munich and our two teams. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but they have that flex schedule that the NFL can use. But when they go to out of the country, they can't use the flex.
Right.
Because teams get there early. They don't fight like 2 days before the game. They've been out there probably since Tuesday or Wednesday. So there's nothing the NFL could do about it. But it's a shame. But what it is doing, though, is allowing Europe to see NFL football, and they're going to have a team, maybe a couple teams in Europe in the future, and I think NFL is going to go global.
Yes.
Yeah, it seems like it's going that way. And also to Billy's point earlier, the last team that lost to the Panthers fired their coach. The Saints last week.
Oh, that's right. The Saints fought.
Yeah.
Oh, I
can't. The owner said you can't lose to the Panthers.
Oh, wait a minute. So the Panthers potentially are on a two-game win streak.
Yes. Look out.
You know, Billy, and especially most of our audience, you know, much of our audience is New York area, you know, where we are national, streaming nationally. But with the Giants, it is interesting. That's an interesting thing. They did do that a couple of years ago with, I forget which coach they did fire. In the middle of the season. Was that the Vikings guy? Which one of them they
it
let
might
go?
Be McAdoo or Sherman.
Yeah, one,
I think
right.
McAdoo, I think it was.
Right. And, right, the Giants or that, and you know, Billy, you played for them, and I'm sure you know the Maras and the Tishes and all, but they are, that term, a staid old classic NFL franchise, you know, a lot of family base, like the Rooneys and that type of thing. And, you know, for them to do that, but this Giants season is getting really, really ugly.
Well, if they lose this one, it's going to be really bad because that means there's seven games to go, and it's going to be hard for them to get back, especially with the Eagles playing extremely well
yes.
and the Washington Commanders. So it's going to be tough. But, see, the thing about what I notice, and I always look at everybody, do they play hard for your coach?
Right.
They're not a great, talented team, but they do play hard for Daboll. I mean, they give effort, and I think that's the main thing. They've got so many little things that they need to work on. It's almost hard to think of just one thing. But, like I said, I hope they don't lose to Carolina because no matter what happens, that doesn't sound good.
No, it's not very good losing to Carolina. And you're looking at a top five pick, I would think. You got to go quarterback, no?
It goes back again. You hate to say it. I agree about the team, but they have improved the offensive line. And Dable's not bad. You know, my own personal opinion, what the heck do
so
I know?
You would keep Dable?
Yeah, I don't see that Mara's getting rid of him yet, right? He's got a nice history.
I don't see him getting rid of him.
Yeah.
If you think about it, he went to the playoffs his first year.
Right.
And he has shown me to be a quarterback whisperer, which means that he's fundamentally sound on quarterback. Just Danny Jones doesn't have the great talent that a lot of the quarterbacks has, and I think he's kind of shackled because he can't do anything about it. You can't bring in Danny DeVito because I don't think he's that good.
No,
you can't bring in the other guy. So I don't think they have any choice but to go through the season. And there's not really any great quarterbacks. There's a quarterback for Colorado, but I think he needs more games to play.
Right.
They beat my Texas Tech team yesterday.
Right.
I watched him.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be a number one draft choice, but I think he just stays longer. And I was arguing with somebody because Archie Manning is at Texas, and they think he should come out after this year. But the Mannings don't do that.
Yeah.
They all stay an extra year.
Right.
Both Manning, both Peyton and Eli stayed 5 years, redshirted, played, and I think it helped them both become better quarterbacks. And if Archie wants to do that, he's going to stay longer at University of Texas.
Yeah, we had some people doing a conversation, whatever, talking about that, saying with Arch, is it Arch Manning?
Arch.
Right, you know, the Giants, what are you going to do? You know, everyone talks about this tanking stuff, you know.
Right.
Well, they're saying, if they wait 2 years, then they can get hard.
Right.
So what are you talking to? You tell your fans you're going to, we're going to tank for 2 more years to get a guy that we don't even know who's
that. But keep buying season tickets.
Yeah, at $500 a ticket.
Right. To watch him lose.
I know, and that quarterback for Colorado, right, isn't he Deion's son?
Yeah, Shedeur Sanders.
Right?
Deion's son.
So I know he's doing well, and he's driving a Mercedes. Or he's driving a Bentley.
Yeah, well, he got a lot of money in the NIL.
But I don't know. You know, as a Giant guy, you know, this is just getting so ugly. I can't believe they're losing tonight. So anybody that's got the game on, turn the sound down, please, and just listen to us, okay?
And call in an event.
We'll straighten it out for you, okay? But the theme of our day, we are going to get to other things. We've got a Coffee's Corner. We've got, hopefully we're going to have time at the end of the show for the Hot Stove League.
Yeah.
Because I'm already also, we already burnt out with Juan Soto's stories.
Yeah, just fine already.
10 days in. Here we go, Scott Boras. But we'll get to that later. But, Billy, we wanted Billy's out on the road traveling. He is calling in, so we wanted to jump in here. We'd like to address the college games yesterday, since that all happened last night afternoon. This is getting crazy. The college guys, right? With this,
yeah, it really is. Nobody wants to take the number one job.
I know.
I would think that everybody who's number one loses. I didn't think Georgia would lose after it lost to Alabama, and then everybody's losing. Maybe it's the way that the college has set itself up with all great teams in one league, because now I and even tell kids that no matter where you go to school, whether it's Timbuktu or it's 5AA, if you're good, ESPN or Fox or somebody's going to find you. So just get in somewhere so that you can be seen.
Absolutely. What's your take on the games yesterday? So Georgia loses. They lost to
Ole Miss.
Okay, so that was a good game there. Ole Miss is pretty good, right?
Yeah, no, I watched that game. They're really good.
Okay.
And they won 28-10. Georgia, I didn't think Georgia was going to lose though. I know Ole Miss is good, but I thought Georgia was still going to beat them. But
I know.
And Georgia, I don't like you said they beat Alabama. You thought they were going to probably run the table, but
yeah.
And then Miami also lost. Miami lost to Georgia Tech. Miami was ranked number four.
Right. No, that was the other big upset.
2-4 went down.
And Miami, Florida's Miami has been quietly staying in that top five the whole season, right. And they really came on in the top ten, whatever. And all of a sudden, what happens? They lose to Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think the Yellow Jackets are too hot this year.
Not
right?
Too good. No. And then Indiana beat Michigan.
That's my boys.
I love their coach.
I love Indiana. Signetti. It's my team this year.
Signetti.
Signetti. I don't know. I just kind of caught up to them. I like the whole story because they haven't won since.
They're a basketball team.
I was going to say they haven't won since. Oh, that's Indiana State. I was going to say Larry Bird, but that's Indiana State. Right. I'll say Rick Mount for anybody who would know that age. Billy would know that. That's a few years ago. But no, they're a good story, and the SEC, the Big Ten is wild. So is the SEC. It's crazy this year. We're going to get into that top 12 thing in a minute, too. But that was the other game. And locally for us, and here on our stations, we're the home radio station for
Rutgers University.
All right.
Big win yesterday.
Our program director, Jack, is loving it. He's got his RU boys doing very well, right?
Yeah. 25-19 they won yesterday against Minnesota. Minnesota's a pretty, they're not powerhouse, but they were, 5-4, I think?
Yeah, but the thing especially keeps them in the bulge opportunities.
Oh, absolutely.
Because then Rutgers is now 5-4, I believe. Yeah, I checked it out.
Yeah.
So I think you have to be at least .500.
You have to at least get 6 victories to be even considered for a bowl.
Oh, okay. All right, so they've got 2 games left, right? Okay.
3.
All right, so they've got the chance to get at least the 6, But that's, for us here in this area, that's very exciting, right, guys?
Yeah. It is exciting because I've always wanted Rutgers to step up, and I think that they're doing a good job, except that when they go across to USC or something like that. But somebody was telling me yesterday they have a chance to get to the bowl game. Chris is the guy who does the play-by-play for the Rutgers University. He's a friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
We worked together at the Fan. But he was telling me that he thinks they have a chance to get to the bowl, a bowl game this year.
Oh, and it's not, it's not going to be the Pinstripe Bowl, is it, Billy? Is it that where they wind up, every year?
They can't go to the Pinstripe Bowl, Jim, because they went there last year. You can't go to the same place.
There you go. Our expert, Jack. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Rutgers.
That's right. So every other year, it seems like they go to the Pinstripe Bowl.
It does seem like that.
But, and it's funny, and now they finally, and this week, correct me, well, I know, they finally had their first rankings of the teams for the bowl.
For the playoffs. For the playoff bracket.
Right?
Yeah.
So, obviously, that's changed since yesterday, too. Rankings of the teams for the bowl.
For the playoffs. For the playoff bracket.
Right?
Yeah.
So, obviously, that's changed since yesterday, too.
Oh, 100%.
But it was kind of fun looking at it, to be honest with you, looking at the bracket. I don't know if you guys looked at that. It's like the basketball or something, right? And it was kind of like, wow, look at this. This one's going to play this one, potentially. And I guess they're going to use all the stadiums like they've been doing for the last few years, the Fiesta Bowl.
Well, it, it,
Go
ahead.
It's going to be interesting this year because I think they don't know who the 12 are.
Right.
If people keep losing,
yeah.
You're going to bring in some teams that maybe people have not heard of, and that might help the game because you don't want the same teams
right.
all the time doing it. And I'm glad they increased it, you know, from 4 to 12. And
yeah.
they say in the future it may go even more. And the way the teams are losing, they're probably going to have to do more than 12 teams in order to find something that's good for the college football.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Looking at that, like I said, I love looking at the bracket. It was kind of like, you know, a mini version of the college basketball. You see all the teams and, you know, who potentially could be playing each other, right? And I think they will use those stadiums again, obviously,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they use those stadiums
and
too.
And they're on certain. So is that going to be like three different weekends then? Again, I'm just starting to catch up to it.
Yeah, I think the playoffs start.
I think it's gonna be longer than that because
yeah.
with 12 teams,
yeah.
they got to start, and then someone's got to lose,
yeah.
win, and then they continue to go on just like an NCAA basketball.
Yeah, it sounds like it would be. I don't know. Could it fit into 3 weeks or probably 4 weeks?
Probably three or four because they start, I think, on December. I want to say 21st around that.
Oh,
that
okay.
That's a week win in a playoff. So then I guess just go from there from 12 teams. You know the
right
four get a bye. I think right.
And then right.
Eight play.
12 to 6.
Right.
To, yeah, exactly. That's great. That's so exciting.
If they go to 16, then it's like you start now with the Sweet 16.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So, like the brackets, your point earlier, you know,
right.
bracket 16.
Right. And that's what fans...
I would like to see it. Jim, would you like to see it go like NCAA basketball, 64 teams, and then win at the end?
There you go.
That might be kind of fun.
Billy, you played pro football for football. You think the bodies can handle that many more games? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, as long as you play every week,
right.
you could do it in a five-week period of time. You know, the weekly thing is it. The guys who play in the NFL will play on Thursdays, they feel it. But if you're playing from week to week, you should be able to recover. And nowadays, with modern technology, athletes can recover quicker than they've ever recovered. So there's really no more excuses.
Right. You know, we always like to touch on the college because we like cover all the sports here too. But since we have another minute here before we get into some of the NFL stuff, but and I hate that we've touched on it briefly, and like we do say at the opening of our show, it's not just the games and the scores. We like to talk about the business aspect of it, and you know, next week we might have a couple of different agents on to talk about how that end of things work. But with college guys, this NIL. You know, with the monies, and I know we touched on it briefly, you and Billy, but the money, it's nobody knew how this was going to make the entire sport change now, right? And the money that's available to these guys, right? Any thoughts?
I go back two times, Jim, Texas Tech. You know, whenever they have an alumni thing, I go
right.
Pat. The quarterback of Kansas City,
right.
He gave $5 million to Texas Tech for the NIL just to pay the athletes.
Oh, wow.
And that's why they're able to get some of the great athletes to doing it. And I think that's happening at every university.
Yes.
Because it's the alumni who brings in the money. Usually, they,
yep.
you know, they can do different things. But now it's legal, and the guy can come in with a big load of money in his suitcase and offer you time there. The only bad thing is that you could leave the next year after you get your million. So they got to work out some kinks because I don't know how this can keep going. I was trying to wonder what would happen if I got paid in college. And I think it would be a terrible situation if I got paid in college.
Well, you wouldn't be here talking to us. No, it's so true, though. And that's a good point, Billy, what you said about that one-and-done stuff. I mean, are these guys, you know, getting $500,000? You know, Sanders' son, he's got the Mercedes. That was a big thing. He's driving around in a Rolls Royce and all that.
He makes the most money out of NIL.
Was it?
$5 million.
Okay. Like, right, so are they just getting this money, then they can leave after 1 year? That's still their call to leave when they want?
Yeah, it's their call, but they're going to have to get them signed into a contract
right.
where you got to last 3 or 4 years. Otherwise, it's going to go crazy. So I think they're going to happen that in the next couple of years. That will happen.
Yeah, and they're probably going to have a salary cap or something also. I think down the road they're going to have to, like you said, tweak a lot of these things. And
okay, we've got some callers checking in today as well. We've got a buddy on the phone. Mr. Buddy, good morning. How are you?
Good, Jimmy. How you doing, brother?
Okay, we're doing good today. A lot of football talk today, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the weather's hit it, and And we're so proud of our Giants here in New York, really doing a bang-up job on national TV this morning.
Yes, I do not think so.
I know. But what's up with you, buddy? What's your question?
A couple of things. You know, a lot of college upsets yesterday.
Yes.
Georgia losing again for
right.
the first time. You know, two losses. They could be. They got a tough schedule. They could be out of the championship series. They get another loss with LSU, maybe.
Mm.
They're just not playing well.
Yeah.
You know?
Nah, Brian Kelly can't win a big game. So he'll beat LSU.
My partner's saying Brian Kelly can't win a big game, so they'll beat LSU.
Yeah. Well, that's true, too. He's proven that.
It makes, like, why not Georgia, though? Could Georgia still make it in with three losses, buddy?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, it all depends, I guess.
Yeah, that could be tough. That could be tough. But there are 12 teams now, so.
Right.
You know, if they do okay, and maybe they win the SEC championship. Who knows?
Then you're automatically.
That might be their only way to get in.
But again, right? You're obviously a college fan too, buddy. And it is so exciting though, right? It's a whole different thing now with this playoff system.
Right.
Now you're down. You're calling in. It says on the screen you're calling in from South Carolina.
That's correct.
Right. So now the South Carolina football team has been doing pretty good, right?
They beat Vanderbilt.
Yeah, they've gotten hot. Yeah. They've gotten hot. They've had two big wins in a row. They beat Vanderbilt, I think.
Yeah.
Who this past weekend, they kind of crushed them. So,
Yeah.
And
didn't Vandy beat
really well?
Vandy beat earlier Alabama.
What about the Ravens and the Bengals game? Oh my gosh.
Yes. Yeah, we were going to get to that, but since we got you on there, that's good. That's a great conversation. What a game. What a game that was. Oh my God.
How about the ending? I liked them. They went for two.
Incredible. Incredible game.
And
Lamar just figures out a way to win. I mean, every game is close.
Go ahead.
We had, talking to, you know, back to that Amazon Prime thing, trying to watch those games. It's kind of good in a way for their ratings, Billy, because I can't change the channel because I'll never get it back.
Well, see, I tape everything is what I do. I try to tape every game and then watch it later. On Prime, you can't tape the game, so it's a tough situation. But the good thing is that it was one of the better Prime games I've seen at all. And Joe Burrow, the quarterback for Cincinnati, he's definitely into his own. They start out so dang slow, but now they're playing good ball. The bad thing is because they started so slow, it's going to take a pretty good effort for them to get to the playoffs. But they're one of the better teams already, and it shows you how good Baltimore is. I picked them to go to the Super Bowl, but I tell you, they got a great offense. The problem is they have problems on defense.
Right. And it is funny about that game. Go ahead, buddy.
No, I was just going to say, you know, defense wins championships. And, you know, Lamar could light it up for 38, but, you know, Holmes is going to score 45.
right.
So it's just crazy. It's just crazy the balance,
you
know, between offense and defense that everybody talks about offense. But, like, you look at the Falcons.
Right. They're a great story this year.
For you.
Yeah, this is a great story. I love the Falcons. We're going to get into that in our wrap-up shortly.
From anywhere. But, you know, they're 6-3.
You know, back to your point, guys, about the Ravens, since we're talking about that game. The big and balance, as you said, buddy. How about Derrick Henry? That was the pickup of the year.
It's almost unfair having Lamar and Henry on the same team.
He's such a bull, a beast, a stud. Whatever term you want to use.
Right. Yeah, Henry was he's doing amazing this year.
Oh my! He still just looks fantastic. You know.
Yeah, he's starting to slow down a little bit.
Every,
I guess it's time to get
every
up.
Every year he's been in the league, he's played extremely well. It's a shame because other teams had the opportunity to get him, but because they devalued the running back, they didn't make the move. He could have been good for anybody, but Baltimore gives him a 1-2 punch. You know, you have to stop Lamar, but you got to stop. They got an all-around good. They got a good passing game, a good tight end. and Lamar. So if they get beat, it's because their defense is not stepping up. But I see them being in the AFC Championship this year. I don't know who against, but if I hopefully it's against Kansas City.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'll be a good game, though, to watch.
Kansas okay, City absolutely. All right, we're going to get into the NFL wrap-up in a minute. But, buddy, anything else, sir?
No, sir. Oh, one other thing.
Yes.
Switching, free agents in baseball.
Oh, like, boy.
Why aren't more teams doing what the Dodgers did and deferring money to sign these players?
You That's right, yeah.
Still getting paid until, until the end of time. Why aren't they doing that?
I
don't understand it.
I don't either. I think I would do the same thing.
I think they started a new thing, buddy. I agree with you. I think, and Juan Soto is going to be the ultimate test, obviously, or Pete Alonso at a little lesser, but deferred money this way you can still sign other guys. Still.
Yeah. The truth of the matter is it's not up to the agent. It's up to the player.
Right.
Like, if I wanted to defer money, I would tell the team to do that. They don't tell you what to do.
Right.
And so it's really up to you. Any player could have did it before.
Right.
The great ball players who've done it in the past, they want the money now. They don't want to wait. And that's the problem. See, I think the Japanese player, he's probably one of the more intelligent players, and he realizes that he's going to live another 50 years or 40 years after he finishes playing.
Right.
So why not use the money now? So I think the players are beginning to get smarter. It's definitely not up to ownership. The player is the one who dictates all that. The agent maybe put some stuff in there. I really don't like Scott Boras because I think he's trying to put the baseball in a difficult situation. But like I said, that's baseball, and that's why they are behind football.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And somebody like Soto, he just made $30 million this year. How much money do you need?
I know.
I mean, come on, man.
His case, and that's why the Hot Stove League, we're bouncing all over. What the heck?
Right, exactly.
But the Hot Stove League, I mean, it's unbelievable with this guy. He's still only 26 years old.
Yeah, it's amazing.
He's already had a great career. He's got a ring. He's got, it's like,
yeah.
You just can't beat this, this setup. And he's got Boras. Yeah, so everyone's got to go through this now, right?
Yeah, Boras has all the big guys,
It's amazing, But, Buddy, thanks. We just went around the sports globe with Buddy.
I know.
All right,
like
man.
Good talking to you guys. Take care, man.
Thanks, okay, buddy. We got to get the commercials. And thanks, pal. We'll be in touch. Okay. All right, guys, I think we're getting behind here, so time for a commercial break or two, and we'll start our NFL wrap-up. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Coffee Sports Collectibles, your ultimate destination for sports memorabilia. Hugh Coffee, the owner of Coffee Sports Collectibles, is a huge sports fan and sponsor of the JT and the BT Express Show on Fox Sports New Jersey. From signed baseballs and bats, to basketballs, to football helmets, to Funkos, to iconic photos, and much more, they have it all. Looking for authenticity? Look no further than Coffee Sports Collectibles. Plus, they buy from private collections, too. Whether you're adding to your collection or looking to sell, they've got you covered. Coffee Sports Collectibles also does sports and celebrity signings, too. So be sure to check out their website to see what they have going on at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. Visit Coffee Sports Collectibles, where every item tells a story. Call or visit them online at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. That's COFFEY SportsCollectibles.com.
We've all been here, but one little girl is that enough?
I'm Maya, and I've had bad allergies for years, so this used to be me. But I'm here to save you and the world from growth. I've invented a tissue dispenser with a used tissue bin. It's reusable and seals the boogies and germs away.
Order your handy tissues box today at tissues.com.
You're listening to the JT and BT Sports Express Show here on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey. Radio New Jersey.
Wow.
man. It's like the midway. The mid-break of the show. Man, I could use some Java. You know, especially cars broken down this morning. Cold down. We got all kinds of stuff going on here. But I'm ready for some coffee. Maybe we should have a little coffee's corner. And time for a you coffee and the coffee sports collectibles moment. You, take it away, buddy.
Thank you, Jim. I'm over here now. This segment is sponsored by Tissues, a tissue box holder with the trash can attached, so you don't have to always get up and after you blow your nose to get up and go to the garbage and throw your dirty tissues away. You have it right there, garbage can right next to you. You can take them anywhere. Check them out. And check Meyer's story. She invented it at 11 years old. Her story and more about tissues at tissues.com. Over here at Coffee Sports Collectibles, we have a lot going on. We still have the Monday through Friday auctions that we do every Monday through Friday. Start around noonish, ends at 8 o'clock. That's the most important part when it ends, 8 o'clock. So we're starting to grow with that, and so this past week we had a Chevy Chase flag from Caddyshack signed, Charles Oakley and Brandon Marshall jerseys.
Yeah. Nice!
And Doug Hamilton puck from the Devils, and of course LT Fridays, we did a salute to service for the veterans.
Nice.
Salute to service for Veterans Weekend.
Nice.
And then we also have the promo code for all our loyal listeners. It's just go to coffeesportscollectibles.com, and our entire site, you get 10% off.
Nice.
By using the promo code EXPRESS. EXPRESS.
Beautiful, beautiful.
10% off the whole site. Nice. And we have a big announcement, Jim.
Uh-oh. Da-da-da-da. Wait, hold on.
We have a signing coming up, an autograph signing.
Oh, you're kidding. I love that.
Ocean County Mall in Toms River.
Great spot.
It's called Santos Sports.
Oh.
Ben Rice of the New York Yankees will be there.
All right. Good. Potential first baseman of the future.
Absolutely. Had a 3-home run game.
Yeah.
First Yankee repeated 3-home run in one game.
Great.
December 8th, like I said, at Ocean County Mall, Santos Sports, December 8th from 1 o'clock to 3 p.m. You can come get autographs, get to meet him, take a picture every
Great.
Get a picture of every person of autograph.
Yeah, okay.
We have a VIP package where you go in the back, meet him.
Okay.
You get a signed bat.
Oh, great.
With inscription, and also it'll be JSA will be there to authenticate everything.
Oh, okay, good.
So that's like I said, December 8th at the Ocean County Mall, Ben Rice signing, 1 to 3, December 8th, Sunday.
Oh, that's very exciting. Good, 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 so, young player.
Absolutely.
You know, and especially they let Rizzo go. So he really does have a shot.
Looks like,
I'm glad about that.
Unless they sign Alonzo, but I think he'll still have a shot. Rice to
now, if they signed Alonzo, you think you'd be able to get him for the signing?
Yeah, we'll just replace him.
You'd be like, oh, sorry, Ben. Okay.
Now, Pete, we can do another. Even if he stays the match, we'll do a signing.
He's only going to make $100 million.
Reach out to us, Pete. We'll do a signing.
That's great, though. Fantastic.
Right. And for Grind My Gears, is back to baseball, is they kept Aaron Boone. I mean, they gave him an extension.
Yes, that did come out yesterday, Friday, right.
I said before the season it should have been World Series win or bust for both Cashman and Boone. And
okay.
Looks like we're stuck with him.
As a tandem.
At least another year.
As a tandem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he had 1 year left on the contract, right?
Yeah.
So he's lame duck, basically, then, too? Or
Did they give him an extension?
No, they were talking about it, but they didn't. They didn't do it.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, Dallas Cowboys are a lame duck coach.
They said they are going to give him extension.
Yeah.
And see, because of analytics, managers don't get to manage like they used to.
Right.
So the Yankees are staying with him and Cashman because of their analytics department that they think is doing really well.
Right.
Cashman's been there forever. I've known him for probably 25 years.
Right.
And he's one of the great ones. People get mad at him.
Yeah.
But he does a good job every single year.
You can't argue that.
He's a bad general manager. They don't know what the heck they're talking about.
No.
Because, and I used to fault Boone a little bit, but he's going by what they tell him to do. The analytical department is running the Yankees, and you guys know that. They don't do it.
Right.
They don't go by gut feelings anymore.
Right.
They go by the analytics. If a batter gets up for the third time, you got to replace the pitcher. So that's just the analytics of today, and I think that Brian Cashman is going to be there until he's ready to return. Don't even think about him getting fired. It will never happen because he's been there so long and done a great job. This is the first time he went to the World Series in 15 years. Why would they fire the manager for that?
Yeah, I know. It's that people just got After inning five of game five, everyone got so upset that it was like, get rid of Boone, you know.
Fundamentals. They don't know fundamentals.
Right. Exactly. I mean, he wasn't he wasn't Gerrit Cole having a brain fart, as they say, going to first base there. But
True.
And you're right about Cashman. I mean, you know, for younger people, you know, he was there part of the 90s Yankees. He created that with Derek Jeter and the guys, too, you know, but... for you's point of view, the other side of it is to maybe change
scenery, maybe, you know, but...
Yeah.
Nope, they're not going to change.
No, I'm seeing that.
Yeah.
Only time they did that was when Steinbrenner was there, when he'd get rid of Billy Martin one day and fire him and come back the next day. They don't do that stuff anymore. They're running an organization like they're supposed to.
Right.
They're making more money than anybody, so they don't need to make some stupid moves that they made before. Cashman's going to be there until he's ready. And I'm going to give Boone a few more years.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right, good. So Coffee Sports Collectibles, right?
Yes.
Signing, that's great. You got all these different things up on the website this week?
Yeah, absolutely. Follows on all social media, especially YouTube. Coffee Sports Collectibles, all same name. Coffee Sports Collectibles, coffee spelled C-O-F-F-E-Y.
Okay, great. That's fantastic, you.
Giants update.
Uh-oh.
32-yard run by Tracy.
Oh.
10-7 Panthers.
Oh, my God. All right. We're on the board in Munich. Well, it's not MetLife in East Rutherford. We're live from Munich. Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable, you know. Well, thank you, Mr. Coffee. That's great. All right. Another Coffee's Corner. All right. Now I'm all wired. I got too much coffee in my own ass. Stop, will you, please?
Sorry, Jim. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, we actually have callers, too. We got another one. We've got Mr. Ed. Ed on line two. Ed, how are you?
Good. How about you guys?
All right. We're in our football mode here today, or whatever you want to talk about, Ed. What's going on?
All right. Well, I'll catch you up. Carolina just scored a touchdown.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yes.
I don't know, 100-something yards already.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
he had 93 in the first half.
You're such Debbie Downer, Ed. What are you doing now?
I tried to do a lot. You know, I hate the New York teams. You know, anyway, let's talk about my team, the Colts. I don't think, and nothing about the way Flacco played last week. He played terrible.
Right.
I think they got to find out if Anthony Richardson is their franchise quarterback.
I know.
Or not, and send them out there, let them play, let them learn from his mistakes. You know?
Yeah.
It's just, you know how fans are.
Right.
Like I go on the Colts Facebook page, and they're all like, they all want Flacco. Now, all of a sudden, they all want Richardson back in.
Right.
You know,
of course.
But my opinion is, you got to know what you have. You know what I mean? You know, he's only 22 years old, and he has a lot of talent. So I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Where is he from? Where is he from? Anyway,
Florida. University of Florida.
Oh, he was a Florida boy. Okay.
Yeah, but he didn't play. He didn't play much in college.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I think he should have Flacco.
1 year, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
He has athletic ability. It's just that, watching their games every week, it's just that he hits these big bombs, which are beautifully thrown, but the short ones
he does,
are way off target.
Yeah, I know. I know you're a Colts fan, and it's great that you call in for us. We love it, Ed. And, but I don't, I agree with you about the Colts. You kind of don't know what's going on with that team, you know?
Exactly. You know, and you haven't had a quarterback since Luck retired.
Yeah, I know.
You
know.
Get a guy every year. You know, Carson Wentz really worked out well. You know what I mean?
Well, he did that to a lot of teams, actually.
Yeah,
you
know? I know.
But I'm looking at the standings. Your Colts are 4-5. I mean, and they're in the AFC South, which is pretty weak. And Texans are 8-3. So, if they get a couple of games in, that's what they do, though. They start to think, oh, Flacco, because he had that one good game, right?
Yeah,
a couple of weeks back.
Exactly.
Right. And then they saw, oh, let's stay with Flacco. We might be able to sneak into the playoffs here. But
you know what? You got to know what you have. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a shame because, the defense was terrible in the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
I could have ran on. I could have ran 100 yards on him.
Yeah.
But they've been playing pretty tough the last couple of weeks, and then the offense just isn't scoring points. You know? So we'll see what Buffalo today, we'll see what that brings, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Well, now we're in the meat of the season now, so that's what that's what everyone's excited about. We start to really focus just on the football, so it's great.
You know.
What do you think about the college playoff there, Ed? What do you think of that 12?
I watch a little bit of college, but you know me, I watch Army every weekend, and Army's 9-0 right now.
Yes.
You know, Army's got a big game coming up against Navy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Army's doing really good, though.
You know, yesterday was a tough game. I mean, it was just a tough, gritty game. They had three or four turnovers the Army had in the red zone, they had like two or three.
Now, Billy, does Army, are they able to get into any playoff game then, or do they kind of limit themselves to certain bowls?
If they keep winning like they're doing, anybody who wins nowadays, you have some, because there's so many bowl games.
I know.
They can definitely get in. And I think they're, okay, I look at it when you get to the halfway point of the NFL season, Army's been playing well for a long time, so I expect them to go to bowl game.
Yeah,
I bet you their quarterback gets a couple of votes for Heisman, too.
Okay, I'm guilty. I don't know him. So
when he came out of high school, they wanted him to go to some big college and be a linebacker.
Okay.
And
really?
He runs. He ran yesterday, I think 32 times. He ran the ball.
Oh wow. Well,
he had 100 and I don't know how many yards, but he had like two touchdowns too.
That's great though. That's exciting, you know?
Yeah, he's just big and he's tough. No.
For anybody in this New York area, New Jersey area, right? If you haven't gone to an Army game, right up at West Point, right in the fall, I'm sure you, Ed, you did it, you, Billy,
yeah.
And you go up there when it's fall foliage, and it's Army playing in a game up there. That is the greatest experience, right? For college.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have ever done that.
Yeah.
And you do brunch at the Hotel Thayer.
Famous place. And everything else is just
I'm telling you, it's so beautiful up there, you know?
Yeah, next year I'm going to be voting for Coastal Carolina.
Ed's moving to South Carolina, are you?
That's right, man.
All right.
Coastal Carolina.
They're actually not... They're not a bad team, actually.
No, they're not. No, that's like a 15-minute ride for me.
There you go. Well, stick with us. We stream nationally, Ed, so you can pick us up anywhere.
All right. Yeah, I plan on that.
Okay, man.
You guys have a great day, all right?
Hey, great call. Thanks, Ed. Okay. Ask Eddie. That's cool. All right. One of the regulars checking in, you know? Okay. That's great. Okay. Well, like you said, we want to go through some of the divisions here, right?
Absolutely.
So where do we want to start? NFC? How about NFC East?
Oh.
We might as well get right into it, boys. But, okay. And actually, let's skip the bottom two because we have that little group of us here with our Giants and Cowboy group.
Right.
Why don't we go to the winning teams at the top of the division? I mean, the Commanders and the Eagles. And now I'm going to throw it out there about the Eagles making a comeback though. Right now, all of a sudden they bounce back a little bit. Billy and you, what do you guys think?
Well, see, I think what the Eagles are finally doing is putting everything together. The first, I think, seven games, the quarterback had about nine turnovers. The last four games, he has not turned the ball over. I've always felt if the quarterback does not turn the ball over, you always have a chance to win. And that's why I think that the Eagles are going to be all right. And then with Saquon running like he is,
yeah.
I mean, he had one of the great runs that I've seen in NFL.
Yes, that backwards.
But it shows you the athleticism of Saquon Barkley. I've always thought since he got drafted by the Giants, when I watched him at Penn State, always thought one of the best running backs. But the Commanders are showing me something because they didn't expect it. And this quarterback is doing a great job. He's throwing the ball with accuracy for a young quarterback, and he's controlling the game. So I look for those two teams to be in it when we come down the stretch.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels, he's having some season.
Amazing.
Like, you know, a rookie coming in doing stuff that you've never seen a rookie do before. So, I guess as far as he can take them, and they've been playing really good, it's going to come down to, obviously, Washington and Philly. And Philly has been turning on since even with Sirianni, every week he wins, and the Eagle fans always still yell at him. And Philly has been turning on since Like even with Seriano, he's every week he wins, and the Eagle fans always still yell at him. We want him to get fired.
Yeah, I know. He's one of those guys that kind of ticks you off.
Yeah, he does.
He's kind of a wise guy.
Right. So I guess he exit on a little bit, and
right.
But ever since then, they've been playing really well too.
Right. And you know, I've got family that lives down in the Washington area, Northern Virginia, and the Commanders, obviously, the people are quite pumped about their old Redskins there, right? Yeah. You know, it's unbelievable. They haven't done anything in so long, you know.
No, they've been down for a while, and they got the Cowboys coach, and
I was going to
say, Cowboy players, you know, and all of a sudden they're good. I'm just saying.
Well, but let's talk about that, because besides all the kidding about the Cowboys, but now Dak Prescott, they announced yesterday, probably surgery.
Surgery's out for the year.
He's out for the year, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You know, this...
Cooper Rush is 5-1 as a starter.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, there you go. There you go. So the Cowboys are, what, a 3-5?
And they played the Eagles, so they're at home.
Yeah, that's...
The Cowboys haven't won a home game yet.
They haven't won a home game.
No.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. And neither are the Giants. Giants haven't won one in 5 years. Well, that's a touchdown. I don't think they scored an offensive touchdown at MetLife in, like, 2 years. But, I don't know. Right, the Cowboys, I don't know. I think it's going to be Eagles and Commanders, right? You know?
Yeah, 100%.
All right, NFC West, since it's right on my screen here. Okay, this team, I'm really starting to... Actually, I like all these teams. This is kind of a fun, it's turning into a good year. They're all not bad teams. The Cardinals, Rams, Niners, and Seahawks. Cardinals are 5-4. All the rest of them are right about there. What do you think, Billy?
Well, the Cardinals are surprising me because of Kyle Murray, their quarterback.
Yes.
He is playing well. The Rams are playing better. They're stepping up a little bit. But the 49ers get McCaffrey back this week.
Yeah.
And if they do, and he comes back full speed, I think it's over with, because that brings their offense to a higher and most dynamic level with the receivers and the tight end they have, and their defense playing well. If McCaffrey's back, it's over. But I've got to give credit to Kyle Murray, because I didn't think he was that good.
Yeah.
The Rams with Stafford are playing a better ball. Seattle's the one that's going down.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I pretty much agree. Yeah, Cardinals, surprisingly, they're doing good this year. And I think that with McCaffrey coming back and the 49ers, you know, I think they're going to right the ship. I mean, I think other teams like the Cardinals and Rams, if they wanted to win the division, they had to have a bigger lead than you know, Rams are 4-4, so are the 49ers. Yep. Cardinals only had one more win in the 49ers. So I think the 49ers will get their act together and win that division. But the Rams was, they were going to trade Cooper Kupp, they were going to trade Matthew Stafford, and then they win two games. Now it's like, now they're going
to
obviously keep them. Now they might have a shot to
and those guys got hurt too, the wide receivers, and then, you know, they came back. I know, I watching those games, I love my red zone. Love my red zone, baby.
Red zone's awesome.
I swear, that is the best thing they created.
100%.
It's cable itself.
Right.
Now streaming, I don't get it. I'm lost.
Yeah, we've had a discussion already.
But, you know, it is funny, just to kind of get in the middle of this here, we're going to get to the NFC North in a second. But, you know, this is the year, seriously, in the NFL, any team can win that Super Bowl, right? I mean, you know, the Chiefs are what, 8-0 now?
Yeah.
8-0, right? And, you know, of course, they're the class of the league. But I don't know if they're at the same level, Billy, that they were. But I mean, you can't argue 8-0. But there's a lot of teams.
But Jim, any time that you have a top quarterback like Pat Mahomes, you got a chance to win.
Right.
He is the best quarterback I have ever seen at really getting rid of the ball in key situations and taking the hot receiver. He reads the defense better than anybody I've ever seen beside Brady, and I really like him as a quarterback. But I'm going with the Baltimore Ravens to represent and the Lions to represent in the NFC, because the Lions are beginning to put it all together. They put 40 points on the board 2 weeks in a row, and their quarterback, Goff, is playing extremely well. They're going to be tough to beat.
Yeah.
I met Dan Campbell when he played with the Giants.
Right.
He's always been a tough son of a gun.
Yeah.
He's a really good coach. He's shown me something as a head coach of an NFL team.
Yeah.
No, I love what Campbell's doing with the Lions. And I agree. I think Lions are going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he's one of those guys, right? I remember him as a tight end. Really, right, he's one of those solid, kind of off-the-wall tight ends who we've seen a lot of over the years, right? You know, the Kittle and, you know, everyone, all of them, anyway, could go on and on. But yeah, he's amazing job. Thank God, though, right? It's so nice to see the Lions doing this, really.
Right.
I don't think anybody doesn't like them and their story, because they haven't won since, Oh, here, well, ready for this? You, they ever once said Milt Plum. Now, if any,
with Matt Stafford.
If anybody knows that,
there's two little crickets out there, Jim.
I'm gonna if anybody knows that, call in to the phone, and I'm gonna give you an extra discount on Coffee Sports Collectibles.
Milt Plum. Oh my God, please. But no, they're 7-1. They're amazing, right? You know.
That whole division though was good. You know, Vikings 6-2.
Well, I was going to say, I don't want to. What do you think about the rest of them? The Vikings, you know, nice story with them too. But are they going to hold on with what's his name as the quarterback? I don't know.
I think Donaldson has really shown me something this year.
Yeah.
Thought process, Jim, is that he went out to San Francisco and played behind the quarterback.
Purdy.
And the coach really got him. He was a quarterback guru.
Right.
Got him really to work on his game, and now Sam Donaldson is going to be a free agent. He might be a highly sought-after guy because he's playing extremely well. He's making good decisions with the football. I think Minnesota's going to be in the playoffs also.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they're going to make it in. I'm just wondering if the Lions will hold off and win the division with them. You, what do you think?
I think Lions win the division. I'm not sold on Vikings making the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think the Packers will pass the Vikings by the end of the year. I mean, they're tied, but... And, I mean, you don't know what the other... Who else? You know, the Buccaneers, Falcons, one of them, the loser of that division will be in a wild card.
You know, it's funny...
Washington, Philly, too. Same thing.
It's funny. You look at it, and the Packers have come on, right? And Jordan Love on and off with the injuries. But they are 6-3 now at the halfway point here, right? And Billy, to your point about quarterbacks, right? The Bears, who I just, you know, forever have been to me, you know, years, I should say. But now they get Caleb Williams, the quarterback, and all of a sudden they're 4-4, and they won that, wasn't that that miracle game they won just 2 weeks ago, the Hail Mary he threw at the end of the game? Yeah, that was
weird. They lost that game.
No, they were
another end of
that.
Oh, okay. But the team is 4-4. Go ahead.
Yeah, but see, he was playing well for a while, but now he's back to that rookie kind of way of playing and is not really helping his team out at all. So I don't bring Chicago in it unless he changes something in his game, because I don't think he's going to do it. But I definitely think the Vikings are going to make it. I disagree with whoever said so. The Packers, the reason I think they're in trouble, because Jordan is injured most of the time, and he's one of the most quarterbacks who throws most of the interceptions. So he puts the defense in a bind. That's why I'm going with Minnesota over Green Bay. But we'll see. Everything comes to the light.
NFC South. I was, as you said earlier, I really like the Falcons, you know, because what's his name, the quarterback, you know,
Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, he's just having an incredible season.
Oh, absolutely.
And didn't he have the same Achilles that Aaron Rodgers had, Achilles tendon break?
I believe so. Yeah.
Right. And you can't compare the two, you know. But I'm just saying, you know, Aaron Rodgers, I hate to say it, is showing the fact that he's 40 years old too, I think, but. But Kirk Cousins has been unbelievable. He's throwing 4 or 5 touchdowns every game.
He's what, 38 though. He's not.
Yeah, I don't know if he's that old. Is he that old, Cousins?
I think he is. I'll check it out.
A little bit, but they're a great. Go ahead, Billy.
But you have to think about it. Age is not a factor. Brady showed that as long as you take care of yourself, you can play forever.
Yeah.
I still think that. I disagree with Aaron Rodgers. I still think he played his best game of the season last week. And if he gets better from week to week, that's going to do nothing but help us talk about him. As far as the Falcons are concerned, they got a great running game, an outstanding running back from Texas. And I think that allows Cousins to use the play-action pass.
Right.
And that's when he's best. If you don't run the ball, he's not going to be good as a play-action quarterback. But because their offensive line is doing a good job, the Falcons are going to be right there. I feel bad for the Saints because they fired their coach, who deserved to be fired when he lost to Carolina.
Yeah.
And I think the Bucs, Mayfield, I think he's hurt. And they got two receivers that are hurt. So I don't think the Bucs have a chance at all.
Yeah, they had a little problem there. The middle of the season here now for Tampa Bay. They were playing okay.
Yeah, they were looking really good. And then the injury bug got them. Kirk Cousins is 36 years old.
The 36, okay. But they're 6-3, so that's good, you know. Okay, we got a couple of minutes left here. AFC. Obviously, we're here in the East. And yes, Billy, and you, the Jets do have a big one today out in Arizona. Wesley Walker was all excited about that last week, right? Talking about that game, having his boys go out to Phoenix, right? So that actually can be a really big game tonight, right?
Yeah, it should be a big game. Jets obviously need this one. The 3-6, they lose this one. You know, it looks like the season could be over. So for the Jets, it's really big. Obviously, the Cardinals need it too because they're in a fight for the division. So,
what do you think? Buffalo 7-2 starting to come on. Obviously, the Dolphins do have Tua back, but I don't know really where they're going. They're 2-6.
Yeah,
you know.
I like the Bills. I really do. Next to the Jets, I think the Bills are playing a balanced game. The running game is combining with everything else. So I think they're going to be tough to beat down the stretch. I don't have anything confidence in the Dolphins because they haven't proved they can beat somebody in a key situation or in a hard situation for Tua. So, and the Pats are out. So I think if the Jets can start winning, they can kind of open up the division. But I'm going with the Bills to represent the AFC East.
And AFC West, like we said, the Chiefs 8-0. Chargers 5-3, and I have to say, what's his name, the coach of the Broncos has got them playing better, right? They're 5-4 now.
Sean Payton.
Sean Payton, right?
Yeah, they're playing better too.
So, what do you think about those two teams and the Chargers? You never know with the Chargers; it's weird. And they have Harbaugh, so hopefully he's going to change the environment. But
The Harbaugh's done a good job with the defense. The defense is the top five defense in the NFL.
Right. Right.
And you can always win with defense, and he loves Herbert at a quarterback.
Yeah.
He's putting them in the positions to win. They're getting better every week, and that's what you're going to have to worry about the Chargers. And coming down the stretch, I think they're going to be in there. And I don't like the Broncos because there's no rookie quarterback who takes the team to the playoffs. It's happened once or twice in the history of the NFL.
Yeah.
And they got blown out last week and showed the inconsistencies of a rookie quarterback, and I don't think and I like Bo Nix. I've been watching him forever. He played in college like 6 years.
I was going
to
say
he's shown that he can do something, but I don't think he's going to lead them to the playoffs this year.
He's that rookie quarterback that's about 31.
Right, exactly.
He was the one with all those colleges playing, right? but they at least they're improving to what they were under Peyton with Russell Wilson and that whole regime.
Yeah.
That thing fell apart, you know. And the Raiders, you know.
The Raiders.
It's just not happening this year, you know. And the AFC North, we only have a minute or so. AFC North, Steelers 8-2, Ravens 7-3. What do you guys think?
I'm impressed with the Steelers. I think Wilson's going to help them. He looked much better than Justin Field at quarterback. Looked like he had command of the offense. He hit the receivers that were open. He threw the ball in single coverage. And the Ravens are going to have to step up because their defense is not that good. The Bengals probably have the best offense in the division, but they lost too many games. But it's going to be tough coming down the stretch because no matter what happens, whoever wins down the stretch is going to represent. I think, and I'm going to go with the Ravens to represent the AFC against the Kansas City Chiefs for the right to go to the Super Bowl.
And that's always such a good division, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think one of the ones from the other night game, I don't know if it was, the Bengals or the Ravens, they haven't even played any of their other AFC division, AFC North teams. They have like six games, the Steelers. They have like six games left with those teams. So it's just the way the quirky schedule works. So, you know.
Yeah, I got the Ravens in that division too. But Steelers, I mean, that's the best coach in the
league.
Doesn't have that, you know, he don't have his talent as much as everyone else, but he's always up there every year.
So that's going to be a great battle. It always is. AFC North, you know. Yeah. Oh, okay. Just real quick, AFC South, Texans, Colts, Titans. We talked about it a little bit, but
I think it's the Texans to lose.
It's their division. But they had some injuries, so that might hurt them. I just think the Titans are finished, and the Colts are having problems. So I think the Texans is there to represent. They still have a young team, though, and I like their coach.
All right, guys, we're running out of time, so we just wanted to say it is a holiday tomorrow. It's Veterans Day, so I think you just had a little something you wanted to say. But, you know, really big, great show. Thanks so much. And you want to just talk about Veterans Day?
Tomorrow, obviously, is Veterans Day. Just wanted to wish all the veterans a happy Veterans Day. Thank you for your service. We all appreciate it.
Right. And, you know, glad to be honoring them on a special day. And, you know, it gives everybody a chance to think about all that. So thank you very much, guys. We want to thank everybody else. Billy, great job. You, Coffee, thank you, guys. Coffee Sports Collectibles. Jack Myatt, Program Director, thank you very much. And this is Jim Totten. Everyone have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.